Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1 Podcast.
Glory, Gloria! 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 I think I got your number! Gloria!
That's Denise, never going to get old.
Welcome
never.
Back. That's one
you.
Of my new favorite drops.
He is just having the time of his life, isn't he?
He had a hell of a time. He did, indeed.
A hell of a time.
He did.
Time. See what you did there. Clever.
That's going to be a new thing in St. Louis, I think. Yeah, the hell of a time.
Best meme I saw the day yesterday was a 2019 Stanley Cup final game injury list for the Bruins, and it listed all these problems they had, and then the last one was St. Louis Blues alcohol poisoning. I'm sorry, but that was pretty funny. If you had been at the parade, you would have noticed that, let's see, there were 14 blocks from the beginning of the parade to the end. I'm guessing that accounted for at least 14 beers, because in about every block, the players were being handed new beers by people in the audience
if
they didn't have them on the vehicle they were riding in.
Yeah.
They were some of them. It's no wonder by the time they got to the stage, they were incoherent.
Well, plus the beer they drank before the parade. You know, they weren't just sitting there drinking water.
They hadn't stopped. Right. I mean, like from the win on, it just has been, you know, constant.
And you know, I just want to point out, Denise was downtown anyway that day for a birthday party, right? And how about that weather coming through for you? Sunshine.
So glad.
Sunshine came out just in time for the big
party. I was
party.
Like hoping to kind of be a part of the parade from, you know, from the Four Seasons, but we couldn't see anything. Like they had a great, you know, sign. I could see the arch, and we could hear it. It was like when the sun came out and we were up on the pool, we could hear the crowds cheering.
Yeah, talk about being right there.
We couldn't see anything, but we did drive through it like on the way in, and like people were setting up, and you could like tell. And it was about 9 a.m. I was like, oh, this is going to be
huge.
It
was big.
By the time we left, the trash was crazy.
Out of control.
But I read an article that the cleanup went pretty well. So good for St. Louis.
So I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. Every year, St. Louis comes in either at number one or number two for the most dangerous cities in America because of the murder rate in largely North St. Louis. Correct me if I'm wrong here, but we held a party with 1.5 million people, and I didn't read where there was a single arrest for any problems.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
And in Canada, where they have the strictest gun laws in the world, 4 people got shot as they were celebrating their
NBA.
Basketball world championship. So there you have it. Be proud, St. Louis.
Yes, we should
you
be.
You pulled one off. That was fantastic. What are they going to do now? Ban basketball in Canada? I don't know what they're going to do. It's crazy.
I don't even think I remember there was basketball in Canada until...
Somebody put up a picture of LeBron James, who, according to my son, is the GOAT in basketball. And it said, I'm out of the playoffs for 1 year, and you give it away to a Canadian team? Or something like that. It was pretty funny. That's great. Hey, you know, it's rain. It was raining outside a little bit on me coming in this morning, and I know we got more rain due tomorrow. Let me tell you what's going on this morning. As you roll out of bed, if you just lay in there, your alarm just went off, you listen to the radio. In Florida, there are people who've been camped out since yesterday in tents in pouring rain, waiting for tonight's Donald J. Trump campaign kickoff rally down in Orlando. The networks have been down there interviewing people. It's first come, first serve for the 20,000 available seats. So they're going to have something the size of a
St. Louis Blues watch party at Enterprise Center. That's the number of people they can fit into the arena. There could be in excess of 100,000 people down there, which means there's going to be a whole bunch of them who can't get inside. And bring it, Joe Biden. I mean, honestly, the dude can't fill a high school gymnasium. There's no enthusiasm for his campaign at all. And yesterday, he came out and told the American people, first thing he's going to do as president is raise your taxes. It's just unbelievable. We got a lot to talk about this morning. The president announced some new immigration policy. He did it via Twitter. We're expecting to get more details today. The Supreme Court made a couple of decisions yesterday. More importantly was what Clarence Thomas had to say about past decisions and why in the world we keep building on bad decisions. And it's got the left nervous as hell this morning. We're going to talk more about that. You're going to hear from Jesse Jane Duff. We got a couple of tickets to give away from Willie Nelson later this morning. Dr. Randy Tobler. We got Nick Schroer is going to swing by a little later. 2A Tuesday, we got Sheriff Bill Wayborn talking about just some of the craziness going on across the country, particularly down in Texas with some of the new gun storage laws that they just passed down there. All right, you must have been at the Blues Parade. That's what I'm thinking. Hey, just a quick reminder, you've still got time. So by my calendar, today is the 18th, which means Thursday is the 20th.
It is.
Which is the first official speaker series kickoff for us. We've got Jim Carafano, Hans von Spakovsky.
Two great guys.
They are, and they're going to be here in the studio with us Thursday morning. And then they'll be with us out at the Scheidegger Center at Lindenwood University Thursday night. And the beautiful thing about this is you can show up. It's not too late. You just have to register for the event. It's free. We're not doing it so we can track you down later and beg you for something. We just need a head count. So you go to 971talk.com. When you're on there, you click on the events tab, and then you can register for it. And hundreds of people have signed up, and there's plenty of room out there, right? It's a pretty good-sized auditorium. We just need to get an idea for the folks at Scheidegger so we can let them know how many people are coming. So it's not too late. If you got Thursday night open, doors open at 6:30, event starts at 7. And, of course, we couldn't do any of this, and we couldn't make it for free if it wasn't for the great folks at the Hammond Institute and the folks at Slim 180. So we appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yep. We appreciate your support. Going to give away a pair of tickets a little later today to Willie Nelson. How about that? He's going to be out at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on June 29th, so you get to go see him in about 5 days. A little more than that, I guess. But you'll get to go see him out at 11 days, I guess it is, out at Hollywood. We'll give those away. Where we got that scheduled here? Oh, in the 6 o'clock hour today, we're going to give away some Willie Nelson tickets. I have to check and see what Tricia has decided.
I scheduled it yesterday, and he ignored it completely. So I'm like, I don't know.
Wherever you want.
As long as
whatever.
You're going to say the 6 o'clock hour, whatever. And then it'll be 7. You'll be like, oh.
8:50,
8:50. No. Can I tell you who's probably was walking around with a little bit of a smile on his face yesterday? At his lake house was former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who was politically persecuted by the St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner. And Kim Gardner is now not off the hook yet, but the investigator, the former FBI agent that she brought in from out of state to investigate, giving a up yours to the St. Louis Police Department, the Eric Greitens case, Don Tissaby, is now under indictment. 6 counts of perjury, 1 count of tampering with physical evidence. It took them a long time to get here, but remember, they kept serving search warrants at her office and warrants for computers, and she kept stalling. I wonder how the circuit attorney would react if her office issued a search warrant for something and the people showed up to serve it and the people just turned them away at the door. I suspect what would happen is that their door would be kicked down and their place of business would be raided and the stuff would be taken anyway, because the point of a search warrant like that is to get your hands on the material immediately before it can be altered or deleted. Mm-hmm. Or scrubbed with bleach bit, or have a hammer taken to it. Oh, I'm sorry, I've crossed over into the Hillary Clinton campaign. My apologies. Oh, more news out of the Clinton campaign today too. We'll get to all of that later. A dozen people have now been sanctioned by the Department of Justice for mishandling some of her emails. But back to Don Tissaby, makes you wonder what's going to happen because this isn't over yet, right? Remember, they asked him if he took any notes during one of these interviews, and he told them he didn't. But then when they looked at the video, fact Channel 2, I believe, one of the investigative reports at Channel 2 discovered this. When they looked at the video of him sitting there during the interview, they could see him taking notes. But he told them there were no notes. And now he's accused of concealing a series of documents from defense attorneys and lying under oath during the deposition about matters that could substantially affect the outcome or the course of the Greitens case. Scott Rosenblum said this yesterday, and this is a stunning statement, but it's absolutely the truth. Eric Greitens should still be governor, said Scott Rosenblum. This was a misguided prosecution from the very beginning. It's one of the worst cases of prosecutorial misconduct I've seen in my 36 years of practicing criminal defense law. I told you from the beginning, whether you agree with my friend Chris Arps or not, that Eric Greitens was totally responsible for the mess that he found himself in because he made the decision to have the affair. I agree that that was a lapse in judgment, no doubt about it. But Chris also argues that he got to Jeff City. He didn't have any political allies, and when the heat got turned on, he had no one to turn to. He was run out of office willingly by not only his political opponents, but a lot of members of his own party over largely allegations like this that were handed off to Kim Gardner that were prosecuted improperly. There was never any pictures. There was never any evidence at all. It was a he said, she said situation. And he basically had to resign to get a promise out of Kim Gardner to drop this political persecution case that she had going. That's a shame that we found that we allowed ourselves to be put in that situation in this state.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Good morning, Jesse Jane Duff. We are all recovering from a huge celebration in St. Louis this weekend. Can I just tell you that?
You know you can. I was excited for you when I saw the win. I was like, whew, they're going to be happy. They're not going to be barking at me. They'll be good. This is great.
I had no idea how hard a partiers these hockey players were, but I think they had more fun than the fans did going down the street. I'll just have to tell you.
Oh, they are. What's the term your son used, lit, by the way, the millennial term?
It was lit. He would tell me a party was lit.
Oh, okay. I've heard lit. I was going to say that was whack, but that might date me a little bit.
Hey, I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's probably like really cool in our era, but I don't even know that they say whack anymore. So.
Well, yeah, it was a great parade. We had a great weekend. People are still in a great mood here in St. Louis. That's
for
sure.
I can imagine when we won last year, DC was just shut down, and at the parade, and the players were just incredible. They're on the stage drinking. They don't give a darn. They're just having a ball. And you know, Ovechkin even dropped the F bomb on public television, and they didn't bleep it out. He's like,
they did that on NBC during coverage the other night. Every player that grabbed the cup dropped the F bomb, and they just they kept the audio up. I was
they
stunned.
Just kept it going.
You know, speaking of crowds, just a little segue here. Speaking of crowds, I suspect that what we're going to see at the president's gathering tomorrow night is going to be, it's tonight, isn't it? It's going to be impressive.
He is announcing his inauguration in Orlando, Florida. In fact, it's such a great celebration. People even here were having a watch party at a house. And, you know, this man is ready to roll. The Democrats will not even be able to defeat him. He's so well organized. I mean, if he could pull off what he did being unorganized, having a campaign that, it was funny, they said collude with Russia. We couldn't even collude with the state. We couldn't even communicate with each other. They were very unorganized for a lot of reasons. He's not a politician. And they were throwing it together and they kept it moving. But this is going to be incredible. He is organized now. I work with the campaign that's surrogates for the women, the veterans. And, you know, they're going to have probably 20 times of the support they had previously in every single state. And we're going to have a ground game, bar none. Meanwhile, the Democrats have what? You know, a partridge in a pear tree still running, trying to figure out who's on first, what's on second. That's just splitting their money up. They're not going to have the capacity to take on this national force that the president offers. Not only that, the president is good. He's doing a fabulous job, despite their calls of racism and green deals and, oh, you got to pay people more. You know, the Amazon accusations by Ocasio-Cortez, whose whole lifelong business experience consists of shots at a bar. Like, come on, people. Give me some business people that know how to make a country function versus somebody who only knows how it is to be on the lower echelon and tell everybody else you need the government to bail you out. That's Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And you know, this weekend, I watched Chris Wallace on Fox with the Secretary Pompeo on there. And you know, again, he's bringing up the president's comments on foreign information and whether or not he'd take a phone call. And Pompeo's like, listen, he's very clear on this. He didn't do anything wrong. He wouldn't do anything illegal. And in the meantime, how come you're not complaining about the $6 million that the Democrats gave to a foreign operative to dig up dirt? They don't seem concerned about that at all.
Where is that outrage? And I'm saying this. I truly believe that when the IG report gets out in DOJ and we start really digging through this, there's going to be no way they can deny that the source of this was the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Party. There is no way they can deny that. They created, that's your collusion right there. Their organization with a foreign operative, their ability to pay a man to smear a person running. I mean, the whole thing is exhausting. And, you know, one thing I want to touch on, if we have a moment, how in the heck the left treats Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh.
I put out a tweet thanking her, just thanking her, telling her she did it with grace, class, and dignity. It was a phenomenal experience to watch her manage these hateful people. And for the first time on Twitter, I saw so many hateful replies. I can get a retweet, you know, 1,000, maybe 1,500 or 2,000 retweets. The retweets weren't the problem. It was the responses. The trolls came out, people who never follow me, and attacked her viciously. So I would say to anybody, go to my pinned tweet on my Twitter page, and what I say there is true. The biggest threat to the liberals, the biggest threat to the feminists, the biggest threat to the left is a conservative woman. Because we defy everything that they are trying to say. It doesn't matter by they want to play the identity politics. You got to be a woman and think this way. You got to be a race and think this way. The fact is that women cover every racial and socioeconomic and group, and they're the ones that are going to say enough already. We don't support late-term abortion. We don't even support abortion after we detect the heartbeat. And many women overwhelmingly don't support abortion at all. The left is saying all the way up to the point of birth. The Green New Deal will mean that my family has less jobs. The dog on $15 an hour just knocked my kid out of a job at Burger King because he can no longer work while he's in high school because right. you're demanding they hire somebody with a bachelor's degree. I mean, we could go on and on about economic prosperity. You know who doggone handles economic prosperity? Is 90 times out of 100. The female in that household makes sure there's food on that table and goes to the grocery store and knows if they can pay the bill or not.
Yeah.
So, you know, women will drive this, and they want to call him a misogynist. You know what? Nobody cares about what happened before he ran for office, because you know what? When you go and look in the Bible, every single person selected, the perfect men have never been selected. They have been perfected.
Yeah.
That is exactly why a man who has the breadth of experience that Donald J. Trump has is the right man for this job. No politician has been able to pull off what he pulled off in the last 2 years, despite the manure they kept trying to throw at this man. But you know what? When you throw manure, you've got it stuck to your hand. You throw it, you're going to have some left on you. And these darn Democrats, the left, are killing themselves. We're going to try to demean this man, and the public is sick of it.
Wow. Yeah, you just took the words right out of my mouth. You that was just awesome. Jesse Jane, thank you.
Thank you so much, motivators. Now, take the hill. It's going to be a long way.
Yes, it is, and we're ready for it now. Jesse Jane Duff, at Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter. Be sure and follow her there, and you can read some of her thoughts on Sarah Sanders. She did pin that tweet to the top. I read some of the comments. It's unbelievable. It's just like some of the garbage I get sometimes when I have Josh Hawley or Ann Wagner on here. The people that follow her just are hateful. Hateful people.
Well, right now, I can't speak for the trampling. I know that some people were injured, and we could hear live feeds, and the paramedics worked fantastically with the fire as well as with police officers. We know that there are four victims right now that have gunshot wounds. None of them are life-threatening at this point in time, but I'm grateful that the resolve to the situation was as quick as it was, and we were able to continue on with the rest of the event the way that we were able to seamlessly.
Yeah. Four people shot as they celebrated the Raptors' victory up in Canada, eh? And then they had people injured who were trampled as people who tried to run away from the shooting. And in St. Louis, we had 1.5 million people down here. And the nearest thing we got to an injury was when Brett Hull almost fell off of his car trying to catch a beer that somebody threw to him. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Right, that happened right in front of me, by the way. I'm not making that up. There was a guy handing out beers trying to get the players to come closer to him.
Yeah.
When Brett Hull drove by in this white convertible, the guy offered him a beer, and Brett's like, throw it to me. And when he threw it, he missed. And Brett reached back for it and almost fell off the car trying to get the Bud Light that was tossed to him. It was pretty funny.
I love it.
I mean, I feel bad for the people that got injured. Don't take me wrong there in Canada. But still, we pulled that off with no couches burned, no cars overturned, no nothing. You know, maybe it's a difference in just the nature of the sport. I don't know.
But I don't know.
Anyway, I didn't know hockey players could drink like that. Those folks must have had a beer per block. They drank like a case of beer walking down the street. It's amazing. All right. Let me get back. The phone started ringing off the hook earlier when I was talking about Don Tissaby being indicted on 6 different counts, lying, concealing documents, all this stuff. And Scott Rosenblum, Eric Greitens' attorney, pointed out how horrible this prosecution was all along, which I've been saying from day one. And ultimately, this is the case that probably forced Eric Greitens to step down from office because of defending himself and the possibility that the St. Louis Circuit Attorney, who could indict a ham sandwich, was going to persecute him until she got what she was after. And now it's starting to unravel. A year later, we're finally finding out under the scope of a special prosecutor how rotten this investigation was to begin with. So let me get to the calls here on line one. Bill, good morning. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mark. Yeah, I believe that this Tissaby guy is absolutely who they were going after. I think they needed him, and once they got him, you know as well as I do that first to squeal is the first to get a deal, and I think they need him to tell what they need to absolutely go after Kim Gardner. I think she's the big fish, and I think that's who they're absolutely trying to go after with this Tisby guy.
Well, they've never said that she was off the hook, and what they said earlier was what they were looking into was whether or not she suborned perjury, which means she knew what he had done, and she didn't do anything about it.
Well, remember, Mark, she personally went after and acquired this Tisby. That was her personal guy that she went and hand-selected to do that whole interview in the first place.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good point, and I appreciate you bringing it up. Bill, thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, you bet. Let me get to here to John on line two. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Hey, love you guys.
Thank you.
Hey, two things I'd like to say. One thing, I haven't heard anything about the dark money. Remember the guy that owned a newspaper and was giving the cash to the lawyer?
We're still looking for where
Scott
that money
Fawn.
Came
we're still
from.
Looking
yeah.
for the $120,000. Nobody seems to care about it.
Exactly. And one other thing I'd like to say, I got caught up when I was 21 of being part of a decision to have an abortion. I'm 56 years old now. Not something I like to talk about, but you will regret it. And I'll tell you, if you don't think it's murder, it is, because my daughter just had a baby 2 years ago, and her situation was not good. And she did not abort this baby, and he's the biggest joy in my life. So anybody who thinks you're not killing a kid, you are, because if they're not there, you kill them. That's just the bottom line. And anybody out there marching for women's rights on this, I understand that sometimes it's necessary, but you're going to regret it. I'm telling you, because you are killing. You're marching to kill a baby, and that's the end result. It's just that simple.
Yeah. John, I appreciate your emotion on that. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I that's powerful. Mm-hmm. I've heard that story from so many people who found themselves in that situation. Not an easy situation, but many people who have expressed that sort of regret many, many years later they've carried with them. Let me see here. I got a little bit of time left, don't I? Let me see. Let me get to Tim here on line three. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning. Isn't it a little strange that you have a city of Toronto in Canada where they have very restrictive gun laws, and they're the one that has all the gun violence when they win the championship?
Yeah, I said that this morning when the show opened. I'm like, correct me if I'm wrong, but we come in number one on the list all the time of the most dangerous cities in America, and I know those statistics are a little skewed because of the North St. Louis situation, but still, that we didn't have a single shooting, I don't even know if there were any arrests. I guess there might have been that we didn't hear about, but none of it was for violence.
It was just for a little bit of alcohol consumption, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it was for playing hockey while drunk. I don't know. I saw some guys with a stick on the street, so.
Oh, well, good show, eh?
Hey, yeah, thank you. Thanks for the call, Tim. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, you got to wonder, what are they going to do in Toronto to try to counter that problem? I'm sure they'll say the guns were brought in from across the border. Speaking of which, the president yesterday announced a new crackdown on illegal immigration. He did it via Twitter. We're going to talk more about this coming up in the next hour, but he did it via Twitter, and he said that next week ICE will begin the process of removing millions of illegal aliens who have illicitly found their way into the United States. He didn't say how they're going to do it, but he said they're going to be removed as fast as they come in. Mexico, using their strong immigration laws, is doing a good job, and they're working on their Guatemalan border. Guatemala's getting ready to sign a safe third agreement, and the only ones who aren't doing anything are the Democrats in Congress. Expect this to be a recurring theme in his speech tonight down in beautiful Orlando, Florida, which, by the way, people have been lining up for like 48 hours now. They're sleeping in tents to try to get into this rally tonight. It's amazing.
All the guests that Mark teased during this hour can be found on the next hour of the Mark Cox Morning Show podcast.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.